California lawmakers are pushing to strengthen protections for people living in the U.S. illegally. At the same time, a beach community is advocating to bring in immigration agents to watch over 7 miles of coastline with the help of surveillance technology. San Clemente city leaders warn. As border restrictions are tightening, U.S. waters are being used to gain entry. Mayor Stephen Knobloch, now the water approaches the issue and more people are coming up by pangas, so I think it's important that they be identified. Mayor Stephen Knobloch proposed installing cameras to monitor pangas, fishing boats, immigration and customs, say are often used to transport migrants and drugs into the country. City officials say these vessels carry more than a dozen people in early morning or late night hours, and usually, by the time they are spotted, no one is on board. They also claim these boats are linked to Chilean gangs who burglarize homes along the beachfront. Knobloch says the pier has cameras, but none are aimed at the ocean. His proposal to the city council would add more cameras to monitor the water and spot any illegal activity. I'm not suggesting that the city become ICE or take on a federal government's job, but this is a public safety issue where our people can identify these and make a proper call. City council members instead called for cooperation with Border Patrol agents deviating from state law. California passed multiple laws to protect the civil rights of all residents, regardless of their legal status. One of the most significant is the state sanctuary law, which protects undocumented migrants. The law bars police from asking about citizenship or working with immigration agents. While ICE can still carry out their duties, state and local officers cannot detain undocumented migrants and transfer them into federal custody. The San Clemente mayor also urged the city council to join a lawsuit against Governor Gavin Newsom over the state sanctuary law, but council members rejected the request. The city manager is expected to work with U.S. Border Patrol on monitoring the coast.